lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. It's Jill and Kim at One Harmonic Hole. Let's see if it'll catch that one. Does that one stick?
Yeah.
Hey, we are on a Friday for us today, so that means this message goes into the weekend for us. Today, yes. The message has a lot to do with communication. Communicating what your needs are and being open to say what you need through a sense of respect, but it has a lot to do with your family, who you view your family as. That could be your close-knit, like blood family. That could be family, as in friends. Could be your work family, whomever you decide is your family. It's about going to them and communicating your needs. They are there to support you this weekend. You're supporting them, but they're supporting you. It goes back and forth. It goes back and forth.
Kim,
the support is there.
But Kim, I'm no good at communication.
Well, that's the best part.
I just never communicate to someone. Yes.
That's the best part. This weekend, there's an added like bonus that's right behind you. Like there's an added push that's coming at you to like being able to speak up, being able to use the words, to have them coming out and just say, I have the words. I have the ability to communicate what I need. I have the ability to communicate how they can support me and how I can support them. There's an extra force. That's the best way I could describe it. Extra force that's coming in that's saying like, it's okay to ask. Like they're nudging you. Like your spirit guides are right behind you. Like they're pushing you. And they're saying, no, you, it's like you taking back your power. Instead of sitting back and just like, oh, well, I could have asked, but I didn't really know how to ask. And they're going to take it the wrong way if I asked it this way. And they're like, nope, not this weekend. This weekend is okay. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm just going to say it. And if they bite, they bite. If they don't, they don't. It is what it is. But I keep feeling
there,
it.
There's support. The support is all around us. And if you don't have a lot of physical people around you that you identify with as family, that's okay. You play this out like in pretend mode, like it's a play, like you're the director of a play, imaginary characters. Those characters could be animals, you know? It works. It's like there's literally no excuse to stop us from doing this, from requesting the support that's available to us. It's always available. It's just particularly amped up right now, isn't it, Kim? It's just like right here in front of our noses.
Yep.
Like, ask. Here's your support.
Yep. And it's also the support that they're going to give you. When I'm getting, it may not be in the exact format that you would have thought it's going to come through, but it is the support that you need. And what are they doing? They're showing me an image. So it's like if I'm asking for, hey, can you come over and build this wall for me this weekend? Like I really need support building this wall. And they're like, you know what? I do have plans, but I can provide this tool. I can provide you a saw. I can provide you this. And it's like, okay, well, that's not the support I wanted. It's like, I feel like you're getting slapped upside the head if you say it that way. They're like, accept whatever support that is being given to you. If that means they're giving you a saw, awesome. That's one step closer. Maybe there's another person that can come in and help you. You don't know unless you ask.
Yeah, the thing is support is available. Absolutely. It's the rub, the trick, the whatever is the timing. Like we often will impose the timing of, you know, I'll accept support if it's on this timeline.
Yeah.
And a lot of times what we don't realize is we're constructing a timeline that ensures we don't get support or ensures that, you know, we don't get what we want. It gets really kind of awkward and deep into our heads. It's like lots of psychology, or it's just like, blah, just like what we need to do is go blah and just stop doing that. Just stop. Don't get, just like Kim said, you ask for the support. You graciously accept whatever degree or level or timing of support you get. And then if you need more support, you can just make another request in another form or to another person at some point. You know, it's like, it's a very playful, very lighthearted process. It's not like, oh, you know what, Kim, like if I come to Kim and say, Kim, I don't feel well right now, I need your support and I need you to make me feel better right now. And Kim's like, my schedule's booked for like the next 10 days.
Yeah. Yep.
It means she doesn't want to support me. It means she doesn't have the time. And then I just have to like regroup myself and see if there's other support I can make the request of, or perhaps the support I'm going to ask at that stage, perhaps I fill the role of my own family at that moment to fulfill that support, because the family I have can't help me on my timeline. So then I help myself the absolute best that I can until I get to that juncture where that next person can help me. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. I get chills and yawns. Whew.
Moving energy.
Yep. So yeah, it's like harness that. Harness your inner being and go ahead and ask. Go ahead and ask this weekend. You'd be surprised at the support you can get.
For support. Ask for support. Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. It's beautiful. Ask for support. That's your assignment for the day and the weekend.
Oh, yep, another yawn.
Another yawn. Love it. Good. Yep. All right.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Kim. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. And ask for that support. Until next time.